Welcome to Kelp Corner here inside the barn, where you're given the opportunity to meet each one of the participants of Class 13 within the Cooperative Agricultural Leadership Program as they prepare for their end of their terms. This week, my guest is Katie Ladke. Katie, welcome inside the barn, and for you, what is Kelp all about?
Thank you for having me today, Brian. Kelp is just a great opportunity to become more involved in Colorado's ag industry and network with others within the state who kind of share a common interest and passions for bettering our agriculture community.
Tell our listeners more about your background and where you work.
Sure. I grew up on a small, just a little 160-acre family farm. We grew grain, corn, hay here in northern Colorado. We also raised Pinsgauer and Angus cross cattle. I went to school at Cornell first to play sports, but ended up transferring back to CSU because I definitely missed my agriculture roots. I ended up graduating with an agriculture business degree and worked in a few different industries within the community. I first started out working at a bank in Fort Collins. I did a lot of ag lending and handled all of their crop insurance policies. Then I went to JBS. I worked at the corporate office on the accounting team and handled all of the AFEs for every plant in Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. From there, I worked as a regulatory consultant for large CAFOs in Colorado. I helped to keep the large feedlots and dairies in compliance with state and EPA regulations. Now I work full-time for a company called BV Auction. It's an online auction company. I do a lot of production sales, I'll video animals, and travel around the U.S., it seems, working with sale barns and all kinds of just different farmers and ranchers. I also do a little bit of regulatory work still with large CAFOs in Colorado and surrounding states. I do work part-time whenever I'm home at a feedlot in northern Colorado, riding pens, doctoring cattle, and I still try to get down to my family's farm and help as much as I can while running some of my own cows. And I do have horses and bees as well.
You've got quite the extensive background in agriculture, well-rounded, yeah. That's for sure. With all that said, all the work that you've got going on, why did you think it was important for you to enroll in Kelp?
I thought it would be a great opportunity, kind of a next step. I have participated in a lot of other leadership programs that were all just a year long, and so this one seemed a little bit more in-depth. The program was highly recommended to me by a lot of my past clients that worked for or owned dairies and feedlots here in Colorado who knew somebody who participated or have participated themselves. I thought it would be a great way to get to know others in the industry and just see different aspects of agriculture that I may not know about. I believe it's important for us all to kind of continue to develop our leadership skills and grow and network and learn from others that just may not have the same background as us.
Once again, my guest is Kelp Class 13 member Katie Ladke. Now, what have you experienced and what were some of the memorable moments going through the Cooperative Agricultural Leadership Program for you?
We've definitely got to experience a lot of different things. They've done a great job of exposing us to all kinds of different places and sites. We were able to tour several operations in different regions of the state and hear about how they run their operations and many of the obstacles they might face in order to sustain production year after year. Two of my favorite, I would have to say, in Colorado were a trout farm that we visited in southern Colorado. He supplies kind of a specialty product to high-end restaurants in Denver. And there was also a chicken farm that we visited on the western slope who raises the chickens for their feathers, which they use to tie fishing flies, which I thought was really cool. Not something new.
Value added, that's for sure.
Definitely. I also did really enjoy our national trip. We went to Washington, D.C., and then also to Florida. We were there shortly after Hurricane Irma hit and witnessed a lot of the devastation that the farmers there face. And it was interesting to talk to them and kind of hear their stories and see how they deal with natural disasters. They were all super positive, so it was just kind of neat to see and hear from them. We were also able to visit Deseret Ranch while we were down there. They are the largest cow-calf operation in the United States, and I actually used to work for them at their feedlot in southwestern Kansas. I did a 6-month internship while I was in school. It was the first feedlot I had ever stepped foot on, and I was able to work in every aspect of the feeding, the feedlot operation there. And I feel like that's where I definitely developed more of a passion for the cattle industry, and it was really interesting to see where a lot of those cattle that I used to take care of came from and talk to everybody there on the ranch and see how they did things before they got to the feedlot.
I bet that was a great experience for you. You know, I understand through talking with other class members, each of you have a certain project. What is yours?
We do. We each have a personal project that we kind of spans the length of the class. My project, I kind of decided to start my own small business that's just separate from my family's farm that I grew up on. I kind of just have three enterprises within it, Seminole Cross Livestock. It's just my brand name. And then I do, like I said, run my own commercial cows on a lot of state ground with a friend of mine, help him quite a bit. I start colts for other people as well as raise and train my own. And then I do, like I said, have bees. So that was a new thing that I started 2 years ago, and it's been really fun to learn a lot about bees.
You are very busy. Now, besides your project, what other responsibilities do you have within Kelp Class 13?
As a class, we are responsible for planning and conducting the governor's ag forum each year. Each class is responsible for planning two forums. This will be our second and final one. I am this year on the planning committee. We are responsible for developing the theme for the upcoming forum and then scheduling speakers and relevant breakout sessions for the attendees to participate in throughout the day.
You bet. And complete details and registration information for 2019 Governor's Ag Forum coming up February 27th, 2019, which will be held at the Renaissance Hotel, is online at governorsagforum.com. Now, I understand you'll also be taking an international trip to Colombia. And have you had a chance to look at the agenda? And if so, is there something in particular you are really interested in seeing?
I haven't looked at the agenda super closely. I do know that we were probably planning on trying to do a coffee plantation and see a dairy. Just am excited to go to another country and see how the ag industry is there, and just probably, I'm sure we'll hear more about how our countries work together, all the trade agreements, and then it'll just be, yeah, really neat to talk to other people and see how they do things in another part of the world.
If you had just a moment to talk to our listeners that are out there that have really become excited about the Kelp program and they want to learn more and even maybe become a participant themselves for Class 15, what would you tell them to encourage them to apply?
I think it is a great opportunity. They should definitely check out the website, follow us on social media. Everybody is pretty good about posting pictures and talking about the things we do at different sessions. It is definitely a big time commitment, but I think it's more than worth it. You're able to connect with so many different individuals and businesses across the state, and you definitely develop lifelong relationships. The program exposes you to so many different aspects of the agriculture industry that you may not ever even know exist or have a chance to immerse yourself in without a program like this. And it helps you to develop your personal leadership skills and diversify your perspective on the industry. You definitely get to chat with a lot of people that may not have the same perspective or background as you. And I think it's a great way to learn to interact and have those conversations.
Now, I know it is a financial commitment as well, and sponsors help keep that cost down. Any of the sponsors that you'd like to thank or individuals that have been pivotal in making the Kelp program what it is today for you?
I had a lot of sponsors that definitely donated money to me to help me to join the program. And then there's just, I couldn't even name the number of sponsors we have, but we wouldn't be able to function without all of their generous donations. So it's amazing that people see the value in the program and want to invest in us and think it's a great way to spend their money.
Well, before I let you go, any final thoughts about the Cobbler Agricultural Leadership Program we might have missed?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered everything, but I definitely would encourage anybody to participate if they have the chance. It's a great program and very rewarding, and you have tons of eye-opening experiences. I look forward to continuing to work with them as an alumni. And if anybody ever has any questions about it, any of us would be happy to help them out.
Thanks to my guest, Katie Latke, Kelp Class 13 member. The Cooperative Agricultural Leadership Program is a 501c3 nonprofit organization with the mission to develop leaders who will become a strong, unified voice for agricultural issues across our state and country. Learn more online at coloagleaders.org. Once again, complete details and registration information for the 2019 Governor's Ag Forum, February 27, 2019 at the Renaissance Hotel in Denver, is online at governorsagforum.com. Until next time on Kelp Corner, this is Brian Ulmer of The Barn.